Just as a bit of background, when we started offering central lymph node routinely, we also started doing routine axillary ultrasound, and we detect most of our positive patients by this procedure. So of 653 patients reviewed in this audit, 150 were node positive, which left 503 to go on to a central lymph node biopsy, and of those, 18.7% were node positive. The patients who were node positive, of course, didn't have bubbles. They just went straight to an axillary node clearance. Now, since we started doing this study recently, out of the first 56 patients who didn't have a positive node on the routine ultrasound but had bubbles, 11 of those were node positive. We probed 6 of those preoperatively with the bubbles, so we reduced the number of women requiring second operations, I should say patients because this included men, from 18% to 9%. And we halved the number who needed resurgery. And in